Hello, Warrior Kings, and welcome to the Warrior Kings podcast. I'm your host, Michael Riggs, here to assist you on your journey to unlocking masculinity, manliness, and the warrior spirit within and overall leveling up your life. If you're new here, my name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur, husband, and father of five, and I say all of the things that most men don't want to hear. So if you're not into that, definitely don't subscribe to this podcast. But if you want to level up every aspect of your life as a man, definitely stick around, subscribe to this content. Tons of wisdom that I have obtained over the years, making my own mistakes and learning how to be a good man that I want to teach you. So definitely stick around. And on that note, I want to thank you guys so much for the podcast growth. We have so many listeners now on the podcasting audio platforms. Right now, we're getting in a week what just a few weeks ago we were getting in a month. That many more people are listening. So thank you so much for being here. Huge thank you to my regular listeners. I hope that I'm helping you level up your life. I hope that I'm opening your eyes to things that maybe you didn't consider before, because it is my mission to help men all over the world level up their lives and to learn what it means to be a man in this confusing, broken world, right? And just seeing those numbers go up and up has been crazy awesome to me. It always feels really good to put so much work into something and then see it start to pay off. So again, thank you. So I think I'm a little late here on this one, but I just found out that they picked the next Bond, the next James Bond. If you're on the video version of this podcast episode, let me know in the comments what you think of the new Bond. I am a huge Bond fan, a huge 007 fan, mostly the Daniel Craig movies, but I'll slip in one of the classic ones here and there too. And I just think that Daniel Craig would be hard to replace as Bond no matter what, no matter who is playing the next 007. When I was younger, I used to go and see the Daniel Craig Bond movies in the movie theater with my best friend and his dad. And his dad isn't around anymore. So those movies hold a special place for me as well. It's a special memory that I hold of those times before he was gone. So let me know what you think of the new Bond. And today we're going to be talking about how to attract the right woman. For those of you who aren't bitter and hateful and still believe that there could still be such a thing, there is. How can one become irresistible to women like Bond? I learned very quickly recently how many men in this world are hateful towards women after I made my episode, Should Men Get Married? I mean, I was flooded with hateful comments, basically mostly about women and how marrying women is a terrible idea. And this only inspired me to go harder with this mission of teaching men how to level up their lives in all of the right ways. What's interesting to me is that the episode was to warn men not to marry the wrong woman for the wrong reasons. And most of the backlash for that episode came from men who were recounting stories of their terrible marriages and their terrible divorces and things like that, coming to the dumb conclusion that women are evil and you should just never get married. And I just felt like it was coming from a place of a lack of wisdom, because you would think that they would agree that we should be warning men not to marry the wrong woman for the wrong reasons. But instead, they came to the conclusion that all women are evil and I'm some sort of idiot. There's a lot of stupid in the world. That's all I can say. But hey, maybe marriage isn't your thing and you still want a good lady in your life. This episode is also for you. So let's dive into it. Now listen, I know some of you are jaded and in some cases brainwashed, and you believe that there are no good women left in the world. And in a lot of ways, I don't blame you. This is a result of the post-man-hating feminism culture that we're living in. And a lot of you might recoil when I say that and say post-man-hating feminism, but I do believe that we are moving into an era of the backlash. And this is very evident now in places like TikTok, where young women are expressing their longing for more traditional ways, with long rants about their disdain for modern dynamics and their desire to be able to embrace their femininity and their desire to be able to embrace traditional marriages and relationships. Creators like Victoria Litt are advocating for traditional relationship and traditional marriage dynamics, and are very blunt and open with expressing this, and incredibly inspiring because they speak so elegantly and openly about these things with comment sections packed full of backlash. The trad wife thing on social media, while more of an aesthetic, shows young women expressing their femininity through short form videos of their more traditional ways of life, which I find very interesting that women being women is now an obscure genre on social media. And you can see this backlash with men as well, with the seeking of masculinity and masculine wisdom, and the question that's becoming more and more common: what does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to have value for ourselves as manly men? And the seeking of acceptance of being a man when we were told that all things masculine were wrong. Over the past few years, young men have been getting more and more manly. And I come from an era not too long ago, in the 2000s and 2010s, when young men were getting more and more feminine, from an era where all things masculine were wrong, where all things traditional were wrong. drunk, and all men were disgusting and evil. Dating became more and more dangerous for young men. Dating in general is almost impossible for young men these days. When I was young, I had more girlfriends than I can list. Now they say that men in their 20s have had maybe one girlfriend, one relationship in their life, which branches out into all of these conclusions and ideologies and these subgenres online that come to the conclusion that all women just must be evil. Very confusing and dark times we live in. It could very well seem, if you are willing to submit to the lies of this modern culture, that good women no longer exist. But that is a lie. And in this backlash to the lies that we've been fed, I do believe that we will see love prevail. And I didn't even begin to list all of the reasons why dating, relationships, and marriage are so confusing these days. It's like a big, gigantic combination of opposing ideologies and bullshit. So many young men and some older ones find themselves asking the question, how can I attract women? And most importantly, how do I attract a good one or the right one or even the one? So we're going to jump into 4 steps to begin doing this right now. And here's a big shocker to the ones that think that it's the woman's fault that they're not attracted to you. It starts with you. And I can't wait for all of the comments from low-level lost losers saying all you need is money. Remember, we're talking about how to attract the right woman into your life, not just any woman. And the first improvement that you can begin to make right now is mindset. What is the current state of your mindset? Do you value yourself? Do you feel like you're in a place of positivity or negativity most of the time? Do you believe in yourself? When it comes down to it, if you don't value yourself and if you don't believe in yourself, how can you expect someone else to value you and believe in you either? High value women are attracted to confidence and ambition. They want to know that a future of abundance and security and adventure awaits them. And really, they want to know that you are not crazy. And your confidence and your ambition and your not being crazy begins with your mindset. When you look in the mirror, what does your self-talk sound like? When you think about your life and even your future, what does your self-talk sound like? Before someone else can value you, you have to value yourself. Cultivating a mindset where you value yourself will also keep you out of relationships with the wrong women. Because you know your value and you're confident in that, you're not going to settle for anything less. You must constantly and consistently be seeking to level up your mindset in every aspect of your life. When it comes to your future and your future success, develop and cultivate a success mindset. When it comes to your value for yourself or your lack of value for yourself, level up your self-talk. Find, discover, and crush your limiting beliefs. When it comes to your anger and the default negative chaos brain, cultivate a positivity-focused mindset. Your value for yourself and the value that you provide to a good woman begins with your mindset and your quest for good mental health. If you want to learn more about mindset and how to develop a better mindset, I have a few episodes specifically on mindset. So after this, I highly encourage you to go and listen to those where I expand further on mindset and things like that, especially if leveling up your mindset is something that you've never even considered before. It's a great starting point. And mindset is critical, dude. And not just for your seeking of a high value, beautiful, good woman, but it's critical for the success of every aspect of your life. Your future and your future success depend on this fully. And the second thing that you can begin improving right now is your physical health. Have you ever heard the phrase, before you are what you eat? If you haven't, I don't know what kind of cave you've been living in. Considering that phrase, I gotta ask you, are you junk food and energy drinks, or are you a home-cooked meal that's well hydrated? Some of you who know me are like, but Michael, you're a chubby guy. Yeah, fine, I'm a bigger guy, but that's genetics. In my household, we eat a fully gluten-free diet with no processed foods at all. We lean on the side of paleo for the most part, and we eat out at a restaurant maybe 4 or 5 times a year just to do something fun or for a special occasion. And I only drink water, coffee, tea, or fruit juice. Me and my wife also work out every single day. All right, let's back up a minute. We work out most days, okay? Rewind, gotta be fully honest with you. We work out most days. But back to you. Your being able to attract a high value good woman begins with your health as well. Being able to take care of someone else, in this case a beautiful woman, begins with you being able to take care of yourself. This doesn't just make you look better on the outside. That's not all we're talking about here. It also makes you feel better on the inside. Did you know that what you eat has a direct effect on your mental clarity, your focus, your mental state, and your overall sense of well-being? Think about it. What happens when you drink alcohol? You get a buzz or you get drunk. What happens when you take a Motrin? Your headache goes away. On what level that you might not even notice do the things that you consume affect your mind and your body? So my advice would be to move as close to a natural diet as you possibly can. And pizza night is one of the great joys in life. Don't get rid of pizza night, but consider your health most of the time. If it can just be most of the time, you're already miles ahead of most people. And next, I gotta ask, how much exercise and physical activity are you getting? Exercise exercise is absolutely critical when it comes to your health, your physical health, your mental health, and your physical attractiveness. If you're wondering how to attract a high-value woman, don't buy the lie that it should have nothing to do with your physical appearance or how you look. And don't buy the lie that you're just not a physically attractive person either. There are things that all of us can do to improve our physical appearance, even if we're not born looking like a chiseled Greek god. And remember, some of the most attractive guys to women aren't even the most attractive guys physically. They're charming and funny and confident. But get some physical fitness and physical exercise in as well, and you have a force to be reckoned with. Physical fitness and a proper diet cultivates confidence. To attract the right woman into your life, you have to feel good on the inside. You have to feel good about you. And two ways of doing that are eating right and getting some exercise in. Eat right and do some push-ups and watch how much of your life changes. And we'll continue with the two most critical things on this list right after this quick ad break. Thank you guys. Stick around. Hey, what's up, dudes? Just cutting into the episode here for a quick minute. If you don't know already, this podcast started as an expansion of my book, Warrior King, Unlocking Masculinity, Manliness, and the Warrior Spirit Within. This book is pretty much a 7-level course on what it means to be a man in this lost, broken, and confused world that tells us that all things manly and masculine are wrong. Kind of a cool story here. Me and my wife and my kids lived in a school bus conversion for a year while I wrote this book out in the middle of nowhere, right next to a river, and I really dove into this one. This book contains everything that I believe that you need to begin your journey of self-discovery around what it means to be a man, how to be a good man, leveling up your life, leveling up your relationships, leveling up every aspect of your life. It's all in here. You can get it right now in ebook, paperback, or audiobook. So if that's a journey that you want to embark on, definitely grab a copy. The 7 levels in the book are the primal, the listener, the wise man, the lover, the protector, the warrior, and the king. Through these 7 levels, you will begin a journey of self-discovery that will change your life forever. Man, that sounded pretty cool, didn't it? All right, let's get right back into this episode. And the third thing on this list is pursuing your purpose. If you've been here for a while, you know how important I believe that it is to find your purpose and pursue it relentlessly, to find the calling of your life. And it is my belief that there is a purpose and a calling for everyone's life. And not finding that purpose, not finding that calling and pursuing it relentlessly holds us back from reaching all of the success that we are capable of in this life. So how does this relate to attracting the right woman into your life? Women want to know that there is a future in store for them. And if they look at you and they see a dead end, they'll be put off by that. Is that to say that women only want money? No, that's a common misunderstanding of a woman's desire for a strong protector and provider. The desire for a strong provider and protector and someone who can provide them with a good future is innate. Back hundreds or even thousands of years ago, if you weren't a strong protector and provider for your woman and your family, they would have all died. You would have had to have hunted and provided and fought off invaders to your village. This innate desire that women have for a strong protector and provider is interpreted a little bit differently now, but it's the desire for a future where she will be protected and provided for. And since this is innate, she might not even realize that that's what she's seeking or why she's seeking it. And this is what many people call security these days. And this isn't about having a really good job or making a lot of money either. In fact, I would advise you to make it part of your goal someday to work for yourself and not work to make someone else rich off of your long hours. It's about having a calling and a purpose and an ambition that will someday provide a future of abundance and adventure for her. You have to have a dream. You have to have a vision. You have to be able to say, look, this is the thing I'm doing. And someday this thing will give you the life that you deserve. Like John Eldridge says in his book, Wild at Heart, women don't want to be the adventure. They want to be caught up in something much greater than themselves. Find your calling, find your purpose, and pursue that thing relentlessly. Cultivate ambition and drive and don't stop for anything. Know where you're going. Have a clear direction for your future of abundance, and she will want to go along with you. She will want to be a part of that. Trust me. And the fourth and most importantest thing on this list is spiritual health. And I'm not even going to sugarcoat this one or tiptoe around it this time. The best way to attract a good woman into your life, the right woman, and possibly even the one, is to have a relationship with God. And this is coming from my own experience in life as well. Before I started seeing my wife, I was in many nightmare relationships with nightmare women because I myself was a nightmare. It wasn't until I began seeking God and really praying and turning my life around and leveling up every aspect of my life that God placed the right woman into my life. I mean, honestly, if I was a piece of guy, and a beautiful, good, amazing woman is precious to God. Why would he put her in my hands? And now I'm living the life of my dreams with the girl of my dreams, and I'm happy every day. And I want that for you. See, the thing is, if you seek a relationship with God, every aspect of your life levels up. It just kind of comes with it. You will want to be your best self, because the closer that you get to God, the more you will want to be your best self. And there's a vibrance and a magnetism about a spiritual man. There's a sort of good vibe and a sense of peace that comes along with it that's super attractive to a good-hearted woman. Level up every aspect of your life, including your relationship with God, and watch your life transform in ways that you didn't even know were possible, including your attractiveness to high-value women. There are beautiful, attractive, high-value women everywhere, and church is a great place to start finding one, especially if someday you want to have a happy, thriving marriage with a traditional dynamic. So remember, it starts with you. You have to be a high-value man to attract a high-value woman. Don't buy the lie that she should be attracted to you even though you're a low-level bum. It's simply not true. Women want strong protectors, providers, and someone who will truly love them and take care of them. The world is packed full of trash men. Trust me, they attack me in my comments all the time for trying to help men better their lives. And I figure if the enemy is out to get me, I must be doing something right. The world is full of trash men. Don't be one of them. All right, so thank you guys so much for watching and listening to this episode. If you got something out of this, definitely engage with the content. That's how this podcast grows. Leave a rating, leave a review, leave a comment, leave a like, wherever you are, wherever you're watching this or listening to this. I really hope that this episode opened your eyes in some way. I hope that it helps you level up some aspect of your life, or at least inspired you to move in that direction, because it is my mission to help as many men all over the world level up every aspect of their lives. So if that's something that you're into, definitely stick around. It's great to have you here today. It's great to talk to you today. I love you. I'm proud of you, and you are going to do great things in this life, dude. I really, truly believe it, and it starts with you. Get out there, level up your life, get out there and kill it, and I'll catch you guys on the next one. Thank you guys. Bye.